grows his beard back, stays up late, sees a TV commercial about being a welder, makes a phone call. Jesus shaves, goes on an interview, does real well, he's got a way with people. 2 years on, still an apprentice, not for long, it's graduation. Jesus shaves, puts his best suit on, gets a certificate, makes it official. Now he's a welder, wears a big helmet, twice a week now, Jesus shaves. Blessed are the ones who make peace. Blessed are the ones who scrape by. Blessed are the ones living holy lives. And here's to the rest of us who try. Jesus shaves on Sunday morning. Decides to go fishing after going to church. It's winter time, so he walks on water, digs a hole in the ice, and fishes for perch. Jesus shaves, scales off the fishes, has a few fillets and a couple of brewskis. Thinks about the girl, Magdalena and payroll. Decides that he's gotta ask her out for dinner. Jesus shaves for work on Monday. Goes to the office, gathers his courage. He still don't know just how he's gonna ask her. Walks over to her desk, sees a picture of her boyfriend.
Blessed are the ones who make.
If she knows if it'll snow or rain, she notices him looking at the picture on her desktop. She says it's her cousin who passed away. He says, that's great. She looks at him funny. She says, I didn't mean that. She says, it's okay. And then she smiles and they both start laughing. Knows it's his lucky day. Jesus shaves, smiling in the mirror. Magdalena is saying that they gotta hurry. They'll be late for work, and the school bus is coming. But their daughter likes watching as Jesus shaves.
Blessed are the ones who make peace.
Listening to 90.1 FM KKFI Kansas City Community Radio.
Welcome to Isla Earth. There's no doubt about it. Our environmental problems can seem too overwhelming for one person to do anything about. But even our simplest actions can make a difference. Take planting a tree. As trees photosynthesize and grow, they absorb carbon dioxide. That means they act as living carbon filters that remove this greenhouse gas from the atmosphere. Let's say you drive your car a lot, perhaps 26,000 carbon-spewing miles a year. According to the U.S. Forest Service, an acre of trees absorbs an equal amount of CO2. And trees also remove other pollutants from the air like nitrogen oxides and sulfur dioxide. Trees release oxygen, a pretty essential service for anyone who likes to breathe. They also give wildlife a place to live, provide shade that lowers temperatures in our sweltering cities, and reduce soil erosion. And just looking at them can help relax any stressed-out city dweller. If you don't have a place to plant a tree, you can contribute to organizations that plant a ton of them, like American Forests and the Los Angeles-based Tree People. Sure, the world's environmental problems are complicated, but planting a tree isn't. Learn more at islaearth.org. Isla Earth is produced by the Catalina Island Conservancy with support from its Fund for a Sustainable Planet, because Earth is an island.
Thank you. Funding for KKFI provided by AEG Live, presenting Iron and Wine at Arbus Bank Theater at the Midland on Saturday, November the 9th at 8 p.m. Tickets are available at the Midland box office or MidlandKC.com.
One of the great Zappa tunes, Watermelon and Easter Hay. Hey, I don't know what that means, except for it's an amazing piece of just prog rock fusion. Thank you, Mr. Zapatista. All right, I'm Benjamin. This is the Paragon Radio Program. We'll be right back after this very brief message.
Tune in Monday at 9 a.m. for Jaws of Justice Radio. We'll start out with Richard Tripp of Care of Poor People and Dwayne Servum, director of Hope Faith Ministries, on the upcoming Survival 14 event. In the second half, Ron Smith, executive director of Second Chance, and Brittany Peterson, resource specialist on reentry to society from prison. That's Jaws of Justice Radio, Monday, 9 a.m., right after Democracy Now!
An important program. If you never have heard Jaws of Justice before, I strongly recommend checking it out. And if you just hang out for the next 8.5 hours, you will have your opportunity to hear Jaws of Justice, because it will be broadcasting immediately following Democracy Now! At 8 o'clock in the morning. Probably the most important program that you can listen to on a daily basis on terrestrial radio. Now, I, of course, am the host of the most important program you can listen to on terrestrial radio, but that is not on a daily basis. Only on a weekly basis, on Sunday nights, in the middle of the night, because that's the most comfortable place for my ideas to be broadcast. The middle of the night. Not comfortable to have this on during the day. Makes people uncomfortable. That's okay. So I get put on in the middle of the night, because I'm not considered to be mainstream enough. I'm not considered to be one that will go out there and just talk about how swell it is that we have this or we have that. How proud we are to have a false left-right paradigm in this country, and how we can just line up behind our various political teams and root and shoot and toot and just pretend like everything is the way it's supposed to be. That we're living in a country that's supposed to actually operate like this. You know, and I get all philosophical from time to time. Hey, I think it's important to be an idealistic person. You should have ideals. You should be optimistic. You should be forward-thinking. You shouldn't be caught in the past. Subject yourself to the ferocious cycles of history, to atavism, one of the great words. If you don't know what that means, I suggest getting your dictionary out and checking out what atavism means, what it means to be atavistic. Because by and large, that is what we are. We are stuck. We are unable to move towards the future. And we have many resemblances to our ancestors. And that is not a compliment at all. Idealism is important. One should be positive thinking. We should be progressing towards the future. We shouldn't be regressing away from the past. We should be progressing towards the future. And a lot of us are, and God bless us for doing so. A lot of people out there that really, truly deserve recognition. And I'm not talking about famous people. I'm not talking about local political personality. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about people. You know, as we continue into the brave new world, and we wonder where so much of the knowledge and information of the pantheon of human knowledge, where it will go. Will it get eaten up by the memory hole? There are people out there who are doing everything they can to keep knowledge that has been learned over the generations and knowledge that has been learned in a lifetime alive and preserved, because these things are very important. incredibly important. I mean, think about how much has been lost from human beings in the last 120 years in our migration from farms into cities. And I know that there's a lot of folks that think it would be much better if we were to revert back to some sort of agricultural lifestyle. It might be better for the environment. It would be better for people spiritually. These things might be true. Might be true. I mean, there are trade-offs, of course. I realize that there was a time in which people were willing to move to the city to live in a crowded, disease-infested tenement house to avoid the trappings of an agricultural life, the opportunity to be in the city, to live in squalor and filth, human as opposed to bovine or pig. And you chose that because you didn't have to deal with the confines of the agricultural life. And now, of course, we look back here in the 21st century and we see some sort of ivory tower, some sort of gilded age of human existence. Some people do. Other people could care less. I mean, come on, let's be honest here. I'm really speaking to you right honors out there that think we should return to the land. And some of us should return to the land. There's no question about that. Some of us absolutely should be returning to the land. We can't, we literally cannot leave the entire food supply up to Monsanto and a bunch of corporate farms. I mean, this is not going to work. The idea of freedom from oppression and tyranny means a multiplicity of knowledge throughout. And you are at the mercy of corporations, both big and evil, if we rely solely upon, you know, industrialization for the perpetuation of our species. We will be at the mercy of corporations, both large and evil, if that is our goal, and that is what we are going towards. But having the knowledge of the creation of food, the knowledge of farming, and the knowledge of many other things, the knowledge of health and well-being, etc., if that is divided up, that knowledge is spread throughout, yeah, people will benefit, you see, as opposed to that knowledge being controlled. Because so much of what we depend upon in the 21st century, in our daily lives, is heavily controlled. It's information. I mean, you know, think about how much people depend upon smartphones. And nobody has any idea. Well, okay, some people do. But most people have no idea how to construct a smartphone, how to build a smartphone, how to fix a smartphone, how to do anything with it whatsoever, except for use it. So you don't have any type of control in that relationship, really. You are completely dependent upon a corporation, both large and potentially evil, okay? Completely dependent upon it because this product comes from so far away. It's from China or something like that. Smartphones come from China, right? Maybe some of them come from Taiwan. But my point is, comes from a great distance. Made with technology that you do not understand. If you make your life dependent upon it, you are vulnerable to something that you are not in control of. Either logistically, technically, I mean, not to mention good old-fashioned spiritual control. And that is an amazing mechanism for the manipulation of people. You take their ability to produce and develop. You take that away from them. You put it in the hands of the man behind the curtain, whatever the metaphor would be. Disguise that, make it seem like magic. Because I mean, this technology is essentially magic. You have no idea how it works. comes from very far away, and you are completely dependent upon it. It is like magic. And so many other aspects of our life do not need to be like that. They can be understood. The creation of food, one of those things that does not need to be like magic. Something that is a comprehensible action, task, something that's taking place. So nevertheless, knowledge of food and health, emotional, spiritual, physical well-being, all these things preserved for various reasons by various people. We should be thankful for that. That people are interested in alternatives. Alternatives which used to be mainstream, which used to be commonplace, which used to be principles behind, you know, human existence. That's why it's important to have idealism. Idealism about what you want out of your life and the life of your family and what's around you. So you're not stuck within the cynicism of everything. I mean, we have too many opportunities. There's too much education. There's too much knowledge available to us for humanity to continue the repetitive history of mistake-making that has been the hallmark of our existence since apparently we started recording our own historical actions. Now, at some point, you have to reverse these trends, or you are doomed to be a repetitive failure. Don't be doomed to be a repetitive failure. Don't do that. It's 12:34 in the morning. I'm Benjamin. This is the Paragon Radio program. It's the middle of the night. It's Sunday night. And because it is the middle of the night, because it is Sunday night, I'm allowed to be on air. I'm allowed to discuss what's on my mind with you. For the purposes of hopefully enjoining a conversation. I mean, the primary purpose and goal of this program is very simple. It is to fill 5 hours of airspace in the middle of the night. That, boys and girls, is the primary goal of this program. Second goal of the program is to engage you in some other way with what is going on in Kansas City and beyond, politically, current events, etc., in a way that is not normally found within media. Be a second goal. Hopefully engage you in a way that allows you to think differently about certain subjects or topics. Third goal, if need be, is to just make fun of your ridiculous points. Be the three major goals of this program. To fill 5 hours to help you think about the world from a different perspective, and if necessary, to make fun of your ridiculous points. And we have 5 hours to do all three of those things. So anything is truly possible. Anything whatsoever. 816-931-5534. That's 931-KKFI is the telephone number. And certainly the big stories continue to be wiretapping, metadata collection. I mean, just essentially the entire command and control structure of the World Wide Web in a digital spy versus spy vacuum cleaner suck of information that has apparently been divulged to be our government. Yes, the one by, for, and of the people, right? By either traitorous, disgraceful, or whistleblowing hero, depending on your perspective. I'm sure there's a third perspective out there as well, but Jake's playing with his cell phone and can't chime in with it right now. Of Edward Snowden, the former NSA security contractor, hacker. He's you're either If you're working for somebody, you're a security expert. If you are working independently, you are known as a hacker. All right, well, somebody's calling in, so we can take that phone call, 816-931-5534. But what is interesting to me is that there's been a lot of concern that the United States government has been hacking into foreign dignitaries, including the Chancellor of Germany's personal cell phone. I mean, the spy versus spy stuff doesn't end, and it only becomes controversial when it's put into the light of the day. I guarantee you this type of behavior has existed for as long as there have been phones. Hell, that might have been the reason for the creation of the phone. Yet Jake remains silent because he's playing with his. 816-931-5534. It's 931-KKFI. You're on the radio. Good morning. Hello?
Benjamin.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm just great.
You kind of talking circles there. I mean, your whole point starting out was you were talking about farmers and city people and just had no significant meaning. You threw a lot of big words in there, but absolutely made no freaking sense at all.
Okay.
So what was your point? You didn't tell us what to do to help the economy or to better ourselves. You just kind of rambled.
Right. Didn't you get the 3 points of the program? Number one, we have...
I like it. 5 hours worth of...
Five. That's a lot of time. That's a lot of time.
So we got 5 hours just to ramble because we can, and you get paid for that shit. That's wonderful. I love it.
All right.
I love it. I mean, and people... like myself, are actually listening to this.
Yeah, I know. It's great, isn't it? You're going to pay me?
Somebody's doing it.
Oh, somebody is? No, nobody's paying me.
Oh.
Yeah. No.
Well, shoot, I want a job like that just to voice my opinion.
Well,
I think we should do a show on how mean people suck and then give some ideas on how to change mean people that suck. MPS is my motto. Mean people suck.
Mean people
just
suck.
Just be nice.
Yeah. Sure, be nice, right?
Well, you know what? You don't have to try. It should just come naturally. But once in a while, you got to kick somebody in the ass a few times before they get the, hey, wait a minute, what good did this do me to be mean?
So that's what you like to do to mean people is to kick them in the ass?
Well, just, no, not just physically, but
okay.
Kind of shake their boots up a little bit and say, hey, you know what? There's no sense in it. Why can't we just be nice?
Well, I believe what you're supposed to do is kill them with kindness.
Yeah,
smother them with smiles.
Yeah, but then you have a tendency to get walked on a little bit.
Okay.
Well, and then the mean people that suck get away with that. They'll continue to suck unless you at least make a difference. Or at least try to make a difference in their lives.
With free hugs?
I don't know about that. Sometimes you just got to stand up for what you believe in and say, you know what, you pretty much suck. There's no reason to be mean.
Very well. We'll keep that in mind. And, you know, certainly give your show proposal to the programming committee, and you might just get one.
Okay. Are you into evolution? Understand it correctly?
I'm evolving right now, actually.
Are you really?
Yeah.
So were you like a goldfish at one time?
If you want to go check out
not you, but your great, 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 great. Grandparents were probably goldfish, and at one time they evolved into a big shark and then walked out of the ocean and then became an ape somehow, and then we became humans.
I'm pretty sure my great-great-great-great-great-grandparents were Irish.
Mine too.
Huh.
Yeah, on my father's side. On my mother's side, we were Indian, so.
But they were like fish in the way they drank, but beyond that... I think they skipped the gorilla stage, and we're just here right now. My people actually evolved from dolphins, and there's a couple manatees in there, but that's where we came from.
We were sharks. We were sharks.
Okay.
If I was going to say something, I wouldn't say a dolphin. Although dolphins are great, and they get along with everybody. Sharks kind of have a tendency to dominate.
To take bites out of people.
Or kick them in the ass if need be.
Kick him in the ass if need be. I can mentality. Sense a balance here between your Irish ancestry and your American Indian ancestry. There's a balance here.
Yeah.
Love everybody, but then there's got to be a beating involved there as well.
A mental one, anyway.
Okay, a mental one. That's involved out.
Exactly. I mean, I think, check this out. How would you like to be my kids? I married a Spaniard, and I'm Indian, which the Spaniards came over and took the Indians' land, so they've got this, both this blood going on in them.
By Spaniard,
and why do I have the top athletes in the United States as my kids?
Huh. But, and by Spaniard, do you mean like a conquistador or a pirate or something?
I'm talking from Spaniard descent. Actually, I married a Cuban, but he was his ancestors from Spaniard descent. So they're from Spain.
Well, the highfalutin Cubans.
Well, yeah, the little blondes, that type thing. And I'm just an Indian, Cherokee, Blackfoot, and Potawatomi. So...
Have you been
gambling? Yeah, so my kids, my four children, I have the fastest linebacker in the whole nation. He's a freshman at KU. And that blood's got to be doing something. It's got to be boiling in there. It makes him run fast. I don't know.
But unfortunately, he's a linebacker at KU, so it doesn't matter how fast he is.
Excuse me, K-State.
Oh, well.
I take that back.
Yeah, you'd be in a lot
he's
of
purple.
Trouble.
You'd so be I'm in good. A lot of, I do that.
Be in a lot of trouble, Mom, mixing up your Jayhawks and your Wildcats. Be in a lot of trouble.
Thank you. I know I do it every time. I said, did I say K-State or did I say KU? Damn. He's going to be, well, he originally signed with MU, but that was when he was a sophomore. And he just did that to get him off their back so he could get the recruiters off his back so he could be the captain of the team and focus on his team. Are you really recording me right now?
Absolutely. Not only am I recording you, but the government is as well. But we'll end the conversation there. And remember, if you ever get confused about what I'm talking about, just remember that there's 5 hours of this program we have to fill up. And we just have to keep going. We can't stop. It's like being on the highway in the big city. Even if you break down, there's no breakdown lane. You just got to keep going. 816-931-5534. That's 931-KKFI. Is that telephone number? And yeah, am I recording you? I mean, what, ma'am? I understand you have a child in college, but it is the 21st century. You may be a little older than me, but we should all realize that at all times we are all being recorded. Everywhere. There is no time in which you are not being recorded. To think that there is a time where you are not being recorded is to be foolish. Does that mean you should be incredibly paranoid? Yeah, probably. Incredibly paranoid. I mean, the only thing you have to fall back on now when it comes to your privacy and the paranoia about that is the fact that there are 330 million people in this country, 7 billion plus people on this planet. You know, sure, the president listens to your phone calls, just not personally. He doesn't have time. He's a busy guy, right? As the NSA just continues to suck up any little bit of megadata, mini data, data from Star Trek that it can pick up and put into its computers somewhere in the deserts of Utah. For the simple purposes of listening to you, well, this should be interesting. Let's go back to the phones. 816-931-5534. 931-KKFI. Turn your radio down. Good morning. You're on the radio.
Yeah, I just want to know what's happening there.
Excuse me? You got to turn your radio down. It's a simple prospect. 816-931-5534. You call that phone number. Turn your radio down. We'll talk. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How's it going in Kansas City?
It's going pretty well.
I just tuned into the radio. I don't even know. I know the cessation, but I don't know who the host is.
Sure. It's me.
Me is who? I'm sorry. I apologize for not knowing
this
the
guy.
Host.
Now, this is Benjamin.
I've not listened to your show before, so that's why.
Okay. This is Benjamin. How are you doing?
Oh, Benjamin. Okay. I thought that was your voice. It's George Biswell.
George, how are you, sir?
I'm good, man. Good to hear you still on the radio. I just happened to be out late at night and caught a little bit part of your conversation with the other lady about, I guess she's talking about the NSA. I mean, I don't see that as being news. I've been doing that for a long time. I don't get paranoid about that kind of stuff. But anyway, it's glad to see you still on the radio, and you're sounding great, man.
What do you get paranoid about?
What do I get paranoid about?
Absolutely.
Oh, let's see. What do I get paranoid about? Not too much anymore at my stage. I really don't.
That's good.
I can't think of too much stuff that I get paranoid about. I just kind of, you know, I think it. It depends if I've got a hold of some, you know, smoke is not as good, and sometimes the cannabis and the cannabinols might cause you to be a little paranoid, but. If it's bad stuff, but normally
if it's good stuff, it's supposed to cause even more paranoia.
Well, you know, yeah, because of the burning of the cannabinoids, of course, the main problem.
It'll do it to you every time.
Most of the time, yeah. So I'm glad to see you're still hanging out on the radio, and I'll just see what you guys are up to.
All right, take care, George.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
Continue with those cannabinoids. I get paranoid when the police are behind me in my car. I hope someday I'll get over that. No matter what's in my pocket or my ashtray, which is nothing. I'm a grown man with a bunch of children. I have no fun anymore. Not like my youth. Yeah, I still get paranoid when they get behind me. I don't know why. I'm hoping one day I'll outgrow that. I got insurance and plates and a buckled seatbelt. No warrants out for my arrests, and I still get paranoid. Good morning, you're on the radio. What do you get paranoid about?
No warrants out for my arrest.
Hello? Turn your radio down. Hello?
You're talking to me?
Yep, talking to you. Turn your radio down.
All right. All right, how's that?
It's pretty good.
All right, who am I talking to?
Do what?
Thank you.
Benji.
Am I talking to Benji?
No. No, you're not. No.
Not Benji. Benjamin.
What is going on here?
Well, I'm trying to figure out if you're in love with Todd or if you're in love with somebody else.
If I'm in love with Todd?
Yeah. If you don't mind.
In love with Todd, with a T.
Well, you can say it however you want.
Okay. Say what? All right.
God with a G.
God with a G.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in love with God.
All right.
I'm more in like with God, I think, than I am in love with him.
Well, can you explain to me?
Huh?
Could you explain to me?
No, I don't think I could. No. But I appreciate your interest in my affinity for divine beings. You done playing Fruit Ninja over there, Jake?
The fruits have been defeated.
Have they? All right, 10 minutes until 1 o'clock in the morning, right here on 90.1 FM. I'm Benjamin. I'm not in love with God. Are you supposed to be in love with God?
No.
You're supposed to be in love with Lady Gaga or Justin Bieber or something. Not supposed to be. You're supposed to be in love with people, right?
Right.
Fantasy people. You're supposed to be in love with God. You're supposed to have a relationship with God, Jake?
Apparently.
You should have a healthy relationship with God. And some of the problems of our world today is that we don't have healthy relationships anymore. Well, this should be interesting. Phone calls keep coming in.
My relationship with the divine is still platonic.
Good morning. You're on the radio. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. How are you, Ben?
I'm pretty good. Who are we talking to?
It's Alex.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm great.
Are you in love with God?
Am I? In love with God? Well, how could it? If you love Jesus.
Is somebody tickling you?
No, I'm just tickled.
Oh, you're just tickled. Dog's, yeah. Dog's not licking your toes or anything like that?
No, dog's not licking my toes. But no. I was going to ask if you love Jesus.
You know, I don't know. No, I'm sorry. Should I love Jesus?
Well, some people love Jesus, and some people, I ask them if they love all of Jesus, and if they do, if they love his penis.
Right. No, that would be part of him, wouldn't it? Okay. All right. So you love his pee-pee, too.
Amen.
What do you... This is a popular topic. Alex, we appreciate your phone call. You call us back when you get the giggles over. Popular topic, 816-931-5534. I have two questions for you. Do you love Jesus? And if so, do you love all of Jesus, including his holiness? And what are you paranoid about? Good morning, you're on the
I have a paranoia of chemicals, cleaning agents, all sorts of stuff. I don't know, I just, even antibacterial hand soap with the trickle sand.
Yeah,
I
trickle sand.
I am trying to get over my irrational fears. I understand some of it is well-warranted, but I go a little overboard.
What about Glade plugins?
I don't care for any air fresheners or anything like that.
Okay,
no,
so air fresheners. But what about?
I don't mind bringing it in because I know they've done enough tests to where the threshold would be pretty high. But I don't like getting any of it on my hands or anything like that.
Right. Do you wear gloves?
I wear gloves and wash my hands quite frequently.
Would you consider yourself to be obsessive compulsive?
A little bit, yes.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. I'm a little bit better, but I'm still a little overboard. Obsessive personality, I think. When I'm interested in something, I kind of dwell on that.
What have you been most interested in lately?
I'm getting my master's degree in biology. I'm taking a lot of math classes right now, so that kind of has me interested. Especially how we can model populations and gene flow with statistical treatments and statistical structures.
Yeah, what do the models say about our gene flow?
The human gene flow?
Yeah, is it a positive, a negative, or a neutral?
Well, I specialize in plants, so I don't really know that much about human gene flow. But as far as that goes, I don't know. I mostly stick to just plants.
All right. Is there going to be a bottleneck of genetic flow because of genetically modified organisms?
That's actually a very interesting question. It depends, actually. It depends on how responsible we are with this technology we have. Is it perfect now? No, but,
But it's not a matter of us being responsible. It's a matter of corporations big and maybe big and both evil being responsible.
Yes, yeah. And I don't know too much about agriculture or how they do that. But, I mean, potentially if a genetically modified plant, it could become invasive and could take out, any native conagers.
All right, man. So be wary of cleaning products. Maybe check out white vinegar. And
For cleaning. Sorry, I thought I lost you.
And orange oil. Have you ever tried orange oil before?
I have not.
Yeah, try orange oil. Comes in a concentrated form. You mix it with water. It's an excellent degreaser, and it smells lovely, completely non-toxic.
Does that have, like, the sand in it?
No, that's diametaceous
Diametaceous-er?
Yeah.
But that's, okay, gotcha. Orange oil, I'll check. Where is that?
Got to go to the health food store.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, I will next time I'm in the city.
All right, take care,
thank
man.
Thank you. All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thieves oil is another good one for personal hygiene.
Thieves
oil.
Huh.
I wouldn't suggest cleaning surfaces with it, but instead of Purell or whatever he's terrified of getting on his hands, thieves oil is an all-natural boogly killer.
816-931-5534. Good morning. You're on the radio. Really? I had that person on hold the whole time, get them right on air, and then the nut comes, and they got to hang up.
I'm telling you, it's a Halloween candy overdose.
That happens, doesn't it?
I've heard of such things.
816-931-5534. Good morning. You're on the radio.
This is Russ checking in.
Are they making you take your break early tonight, Russ?
Actually, I am taking my partner decided that she needed to get some. She needed to take a power nap, so we're going to lunch earlier than normal. But that's okay.
This is not your emotional partner. This is your business partner. Okay.
Well, I usually get different partners, so I don't want to bore people. But you know, there's two people on each machine, and I will be processing 130,000 pieces of mail.
Please don't make a mistake.
How many of those are Playboy magazines?
Well, those are kind of hard to find. They're usually stuck somewhere. Ka-ching. There you go.
Yeah, I was about to say, boom, boom.
Yeah.
What's up, Russ?
Can you say penis on the air? I didn't know you could say that.
Why couldn't you say penis?
I don't know if it's one of the deadly seven deadly words or not.
No.
No, it's not a...
It's a scientific name for a
well,
piece
that's
of
true.
Your anatomy.
That's true. No, I just for the record, I don't love Jesus' penis, but, you know, whatever.
I'm pretty sure you can say stuff like penis and clitoris. You just can't talk about those things doing stuff together, going out on.
I see.
You know what I mean?
That's kind of, it's kind of interesting the caller brought that up because, you know what movie started this weekend?
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 5?
Ender's Game. Have you heard that?
Game?
No, Ender's Game.
Ender's Game. No, I missed that one.
By Orson Scott Card. No, there's a boycott. There's a boycott by gay activists about the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's well, he's a science fiction writer.
I guess you're still on the Huffington Post, Russ.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, you know.